You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Eden Sterlington, the Intimacy Officer, who is an author, speaker, life reinvention catalyst, and a featured columnist on AlwaysNewYou.com. And also a hostess of the weekly webinar broadcast, Nocturnal Admissions. You can join her email list by visiting midlifeidentitycrisis.com and get your free ebook, As a Man Thinketh, Satisfulfillment Edition. Eden, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, how are you? It's so great to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And what is Satisfulfillment all about?
Satisfulfillment is actually a movement. It's a philosophy, it is a program, it is several different things, but the idea is to get people to live their life in a way that's more reflective of what's really important to them. For example, a lot of us say that family is number one with us, and if we look at our calendars and the way we invest our time over the course of 24 hours, most of the things that we do don't really have anything to do with building our connection to our family. And so we live this life that isn't congruent with what really matters to us. And in relationship to our intimate partnerships, the same thing applies many, many times. We get to a point, particularly when you've been together long term, where you don't pay as much consistent attention to the relationship itself, and that relationship is actually the glue that's holding you together. So your life doesn't reflect what's really most important to you. And Satisfulfillment is creating a practical way that you can do that literally on a daily basis, from the time you wake up in the morning, what to do while you're still in the bed, to other things that you can do just through the course of your day as you move through your life day after day after day. And it's those small, consistent things that make such a big difference over time.
Who will benefit from reading Satisfulfillment, Your Proven Pathway to Power?
Anyone who has a feeling, I like to say most of the people who benefit most from my book are people who have woken up on more than one occasion and thought to themselves, okay, I'm awake, now what? You know, when does the emotional Novocaine wear off? When do I start feeling again? When can I get out of this hamster wheel and actually be who I really am in my heart and still meet my obligations and take care of my family and live my life and have a happy, healthy, loving relationship? I know there's a way I can do it. I'm just not sure what it looks like. So Satisfulfillment tells them what it looks like, you know, how that's done from one day to the next, 1 week to the next, 130 days to the next. I like to break it down into digestible chunks. That's why the book is written the way it is. It's only 48 pages. Because it's an action guide. There's no fluff or anything like that. Not a lot of narrative, just a very practical, simple, step-by-step, do this, don't do that, do it this way, for this reason kind of book.
Well, how do you think that Satisfulfillment will help the reader overall?
Overall, I believe that at least the goal is to help the reader accept who they are more authentically, instead of living most of their life to satisfy the expectations of other people, you know, to be what their partners expect, to be what their neighbors expect, to be what their employers expect, to be what they think they expect. But their expectations have actually been given to them by other people, like their parents when they were children, like their teachers or their coaches or someone else in their lives, has planted ideas into their heads about who they are and who they should be and how they should be. And once you go through this 30-day program, you will be more acquainted with the authentic you, who you are, who, what you like, what's a weakness for you, what breaks your heart, what makes you afraid, what puts a smile on your soul, what makes you want to hop out of bed and see the next day with enthusiasm and vigor, what makes you do the things that you do. There are, you can do this in 30 days. It really doesn't take a long time, as long as you're willing to be honest with yourself about yourself. And that's really where we got off this, you know, where the wheels fell off this train in the first place, is that we never were really honest with ourselves about ourselves, and it impacted our relationships.
As entrepreneurs, it's not all about business that affects our bottom line. Sometimes it's the personal life that prohibits us from getting where we want to go. And it's really good to have you here, Eden Sterlington. She is the intimacy officer joining us today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Eden, why do you call your book an action guide?
Well, you know, when I think of books, the first thing that comes to my mind is a textbook. The next thing is a novel. And my book is neither. And so I needed to come up with a guide. I needed to come up with a title, I'm sorry, that was more reflective of what the book actually is. And since it is specifically, you know, it's for a specific time, there's a specific list of things to do, there's specific lists of ways to do it. So that part was the action. But I also included explanations of why I'm asking that my reader do the specific things that I'm asking for. And I also took the time to list just a few of the benefits to them personally if they actually take the time to do what I suggest they do. So it does have some narrative elements, but for the most part, it is do this first, do this next, write this down, drink this, exercise like this. It's very bulleted. You know, there's not a lot of prose. There's not a lot of any of that. It's very bulleted. I wrote it for the ADD mentality that we're living with right now, the whole microwave society thing. Statistically, the sweet spot for a book is 50 pages. You can reasonably expect a new reader coming to a new book to read 50 pages. You have about 50 pages to get their attention and keep it. You know, if you lose them on page 51, then they won't finish your book. So I kept it below that specifically for that reason. I wanted to make sure they got through the book. So what I suggest is that they read through the entire book first, so they get an idea of what's going to be required of them, and then that they take each week. The book is divided into 6 focus points, and I suggest that they attack each focus point one at a time.
Would you be offering any special promotions currently?
Currently, I am offering a special promotion. I am doing a webinar called I'm Sexy and I Know It. And it is actually an introduction. It's an overview webinar that I'm offering free right now, and it is an introduction to a webinar series called I'm Sexy and I Show It, because a lot of us, particularly once we cross 40, have forgotten what our sexy looks like because we've been so busy raising children, we've been busy providing for our families, we've been busy working our careers, we've been busy being good neighbors, being great community members, church members, hobbyists, political activists, paragliders. I mean, just runs the gamut. You know, we've been so busy, you know, we've invested so much time into so many other things that sex becomes it. Classic example, when the 7-day sex challenge first got to be really popular in media, the 7-day sex challenge was basically have sex for 7 days in a row. And there were people, the married people screamed the loudest. What, are you kidding? Like, are you serious? Have sex with my husband for 7 days in a row? Why would I want to do that? It was, you know, on the surface, of course, it was funny to me, but it spoke to a level of disconnection between a lot of couples, a lot of couples, that should only be getting, the disconnect should not be there. The connection should be getting deeper and deeper over time. And the fact is, our intimate relationships are foundational to how we conduct ourselves in our careers and in every other area of our lives. It is so much simpler to go to work, to get our jobs done, and to do it effectively when we know the home front is there to support us, when it's our soft place to fall, when it's the place that we can go to get recharged and replenished for the next day's work. So if home isn't the sanctuary that it should be because our relationship is falling apart, it is absolutely going to affect our performance on our jobs and our relationships with our kids and, you know, how we treat our pets. I mean, it just bleeds over into every aspect of our lives. And so that's why I focus primarily on us personally, on our own identities and how we see ourselves, and secondly, how that reflects, how that shows up in how we have our intimate relationships.
Well, you certainly have hit a long home run with that last comments and phrases about how the home front is important in relation to everything in success and everyday life and our careers and everything. Couldn't have said it any better. Now, how about tell our listeners where they can be in contact with you and to get some more information online about your book and what you've got going on, and also the information that you would provide?
Well, my website is Midlife Identity Crisis. That's just one crisis, by the way. MidlifeIdentityCrisis.com. And I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/getbacktopassion. All one word, all spelled out. Get Back to Passion is my Facebook page. And I have a personal Facebook page for Eden Sterlington. And I can be contacted any of those places, definitely. I'm on my Facebook wall several times a day. And my books are available at Amazon.com and also BarnesandNoble.com. So please feel free. They're available as ebooks, paperbacks, and hardbacks. And I wanted to make it easy. Yeah, I wanted to make it easy for everyone to be able to read it in the way that's most comfortable for them.
It certainly sounds like a must read. In conclusion, Eden, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneurs out there listening in? Now, obviously, we have not been talking directly about business tips, but really the foundation is the home front. How about giving us a tip on the way out?
Here's a tip that's very popular with my readers because it is in the book. And it has to do with business cards. So it's something even entrepreneurs can relate to. But it's about gratitude, which is also critically important to facilitating business relationships. It's really simple. All I suggest is that you run out to your local printer and you have business cards printed up that say something very simple. Something like, it doesn't have to say exactly this, but here's what I suggest. Thank you for your kindness to me. My day is better for your efforts. Simple. You get a stack of these, about 100 of them. You don't even need the whole 250. 100 is a good place to get started. If you want to do more, please do, because I have had people tell me that they've gotten addicted to the response. So that's a wonderful thing. So what you do is you give these to people who do things for you at least 3 a day, at least 3 a day, until you give away the whole 100. So that's about 30 days worth, a little bit more than 30 days.
And that's pretty cool advice. She is Eden Sterlington, the intimacy officer, who is an author, speaker, life reinvention catalyst, and featured columnist on alwaysknewyou.com. And the website of reference for all information, midlifeidentitycrisis.com. Eden, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Have a fabulous day.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.